Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest in the studio today. Brad Baker, County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, and Sabrina White, the Budget Director for Santa Rosa County, are in studio with me for an extra half an hour. We're glad you guys could stick around a little bit and talk about some of the other great things that Santa Rosa County is involved in. I understand that you have some public works people helping out with the hurricane.
Yeah, so we do. We've been asked to help out, and, you know, anytime that the hurricane doesn't hit our area, we want to try to help. You know, we did send an incident management team. We partnered with Escambia. We have a regional incident management team. They just got back from deployment on Monday, and there was identified need for some public works help down in the southern part of the state, and, you know, we're gonna send a crew of eight down there to help help them kind of do some debris removal and some road repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, interesting stuff, but anytime we can send help, they're asking us, can we just come run their equipment? And, so we're going to take some chainsaws and send an 8-person crew down there and, just try to help them. And I was trying to think of the area that it's a beach. Man, and it's slipping my mind right now.
Okay.
Give me a minute and I'll tell you where we're
How long is the deployment for?
It's going to be for 14 days.
Mm. And so how does that request process work when there's a hurricane that comes through and a different county needs the assistance of other counties? Do they just kind of send out an SOS and whoever can help out helps out?
Yeah, the city of Holmes Beach, PJ, is where we're going to. And we come up from just north of there, Bradenton Beach, with our incident management team. But, yeah, so the state has a system, and it's a mutual aid. We all sign, well, the majority of people sign a statewide mutual aid agreement. And it's just an agreement that, you know, we'll provide any services we can. And we have the ability. It'll delay a few of our local projects that are going on. But, you know, we were very fortunate this year, at least so mm-hmm. far this year, and they took some major hits down there, and we just want to be good neighbors with our friends in Florida, and we want to send help when we can, because we know whether it was Ivan, Dennis, Sally, or whatever, those people came and helped us when we were affected, so we just want to return the favor, and mm-hmm. We have the ability to do that. You know, it'd be a tough haul for us to carry heavy equipment, you know, south of Tampa, but means they have the equipment, they just need some relief so their people can go home, take mm-hmm. care of their homes and in their community, and we're just going to go provide that relief. So we're excited that we're able to do that and return the favor that those folks have and probably will do again for us.
Absolutely. So I know that the Aquatic Center, there's also a feasibility study out there. Did you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, so we've been we've tasked on BDI with doing a study of the areas to see, first of all, is there interest in that for Santa Rosa County? And then if so, what is the best area and the best use of that? So we're kind of in the preliminary phases. They finished the community engagement aspect. I believe we had over 8,000 people participated in that survey, mm-hmm. and there's definitely interest. We have swim teams that, you know, UWF right now is down with their pool, so there's swim teams that are struggling to find places to practice. And then, you know, whether it's rehab, you know, we've been talking with the different veterans organizations, and they would love for us to create something for veterans to have a place to go do some physical rehab and, you know, just a kind of place to relax and get some of this PTSD stuff that's going on in mental health. And then, you know, we do have some interest in just seniors who want to do some pool aquatics and things like that to just stay in shape. So I think there's interest. I will tell you, it's going to be a challenge to fund that. And, you know, we talked the previous half hour in the penny tax. I mean, that is a allowable use of that is, you know, parks and recreation infrastructure is, mm-hmm. you know, we'll probably have to start with the concept of an outdoor pool. Just because of the money. But that'll be something that'll be brought back to the board after the first of the year when they kind of complete their analysis on that. But we do thank the over 8,000 people who got involved and said either yes or no, it's not, or yes, it's a really good thing, but here's what we'd like to do at it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that our desire is to create a county pool, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's more for city governments to tackle, but we want to do something that is a benefit for our citizens and give them another form of recreation that could also bring us in some tourism dollars. You know, we could do some sports tourism with that. And, you know, that's another thing we're looking at in our county is how do we develop some amenities that we can bring in some revenue generation that can then, you know, increase and enhance those amenities for the citizens of Santa Rosa County on the dime of the tourists that come here and spend their money.
Yeah. And so like bringing in swim teams, for example, with the Aquatic Center?
That's correct.
Okay. What areas of the county are they looking at maybe doing this?
The I met with the consultant yesterday, and the two most heavily communicated areas, I guess, would be the two you would think, and that would be the Gulf Breeze Midway area and then the Pace area. You know, obviously, we're going to have to figure out logistics of that and what the board direction is going to be. But, you know, Commissioner Wright, our District 5 commissioner, which is that represents Gulf Breeze, brought this to the board, and they did agree to do a task order and get this feasibility study going. So it's exciting to think that we could potentially go in that direction. And then sports tourism and all, you know, anytime we can improve our parks and allow them with enhanced amenities to bring in out of town, out of state even, and to contribute to our economy is just a good thing.
With that comes certain infrastructure, I would guess, like having the roads around the facility that are going to support maybe increased traffic. If we're going to do sports tourism, hoteliers are going to make sure we have enough bedroom nights for that. Is that all part of the feasibility study?
That is not, but we're doing some long-range planning for that. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of corridors that we think would really fit for that tourism, sports tourism thing, you know, where the infrastructure is already there, closer to the interstate. But then also, I know we're here to serve our citizens, and I know there's a desire, especially in the South End and in the Pace area, for that aquatic complex. And, you know, we have a new high school going in, you know, in the Gulf Breeze area, so that'll be three high schools in the South End. And then I believe there's another high school on the horizon with the school board for the North Pace area. You know? But also I want everybody to understand that the school board is a whole separate funding source, and, you know, that's not us, and we don't control them or have any impact or have any say into that. So, but we also want to be good partners with them, and I think there is some interest with the school board to have an aquatic center that could be utilized for their students and their swim teams.
When was the feasibility study going to be completed?
We hope to have something back to the board in the February or March timeframe.
Okay. And would the public at that point be allowed to comment on what the study says?
We want engagement from the public, but anytime that we have a board meeting, we do have a public forum, and then, you know, we do allow the citizens to come speak on specific agenda items during our board meeting as well. So, yeah, we encourage people to get involved. I mean, that's what we really need to be a sustainable community is, you know, community involvement. But get involved in your community, not only with the local government, but, you know, not-for-profits in your area, you know, whatever you know. I just encourage people to be involved in your community. I still serve as the volunteer fire chief of the little community I live in Allentown. I mean, it's a skill that I have. And, you know, any time that we can get our citizens to invest in our community, we'll be this kind of Santa Rosa County that we desire to be.
Has the demand for the study been out there for a while? Like how long has the interest in an aquatic center been around?
It's been for, I know,
several years.
Five to 6 years, I know it's been discussed. So we finally are making it happen, if you will.
Yeah, that's awesome. So people are going to have a chance to comment on it at a future board meeting in kind of like the spring time frame.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, perfect. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Wild Smiles Pediatric Dentistry wants to thank you for voting Dr. Rachel Witcher, Pensacola's best pediatric dentist. At Wild Smiles, Dr. Rachel and her team provides a fun and stress-free visit that'll have your children excited to come back. Visit wildsmilesdental.com to book your first visit today.
Congratulations to all the best of the Bay winners.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair starts this Thursday for 11 big days with Dollar Day, $1 admission and rides, free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippett, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbett, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn Buffett, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Over 50 giant rides, Midnight Madness, the Sea Lion Splash Show, Livestock Auction, and dozens of free exhibits. Check out daily specials. Get half-price admission tickets and $5 off-ride wristbands in advance only at PensacolaFair.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the camping ban ordinances that the city of Pensacola passed, two of them last week on first reading, that the county is going to take up on Thursday, and these in part mirroring what the state is doing and giving local law enforcement capability, but also expanding past that, at least the second ordinance that the city of Pensacola passed, and Amendment 3 on legalizing personal marijuana use. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest in studio today. Brad Baker, County Administrator, and Sabrina White, Budget Director of Santa Rosa County, join me in studio for this half an hour. And I know that Santa Rosa County is also working on some land conservation projects.
That's right, PJ. So recently, in the past couple years, we've been able to purchase roughly a little over 500 acres in the south end of our county that was near the East River. So it's kind of in a basin area, if you will, and needed to protect it. So we partnered with Public Land for Trust and we're able to do that. In the future, we hope to come back and put in some passive trails so people can enjoy the land that we have protected from development. Mm-hmm. We also were able to partner with Navy funds near Whiting Aviation and buy another roughly 400 acres that's near another body of water, again, preserving land. And another great thing in this year's budget is $750,000 to help preserve farmland. So I'm from the north end of our county, and my family of farmers, great, great people and great way of life. And, you know, as new generations come on board, there's just a need to preserve that way of life and ensure that farmland stays farmland. And so the board this year, that's one of the priorities, is putting money to partner with or to match with USDA funding to preserve farmland. We have some of the richest soils in the state of Florida and grow great crops, and we just want to ensure that it stays that way. And so we're putting our money where our mouth is, if mm-hmm. you will.
With the conservation land, is it designed to stay wild, like you said, with some passive trails, or is there other development ideas out there?
Nope, it has to stay in a passive manner. So mm-hmm. we can have trails, we can have some light recreation, but think of just trails, hiking trails, things of that manner. The one near Whiting, it's a lake, and so it eventually might become where people can swim there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, again, long-term plans, but the first step of preserving it and putting it in conservation is done. And we were able to do that with funding from other outside entities. So again, Public Land for Trust partnered with us on both of those projects, and we were used. Whiting was majority of it was grant funding or funding that's coming back to Santa Rosa County, not county funds. And then with the one in Navarre, we were able to take American Rescue Plan funds and pair that with the Public Land for Trust match. So again, 41% of Santa Rosa County is in conservation of some manner. So that means it can't be developed to high density.
With the farming land and preserving farmland, is that more of a zoning designation where certain farms are going to kind of have like a little square around them saying, you know, unless the county board decides something different,
yeah, we do
it's stay that way.
We have a rural protection zone, which is north of Highway 182 there in the Allentown area, and the board has had that designation for quite a while, and it does, you know, obviously if something was already zoned prior to that, it's allowable, and if you build off a county road, you're allowed to do it in 1 acre. But other than that, it'll have to either be 5 or 15, depending on how the zoning is. The cool thing about that around Whiting Fields, Sabrina talked about, you know, there's a lake there, there's people who fish in it now, but that's going to give the public access to that. And we plan to do, you know, like a kayak launch. It'd be non-motorized, but a place for people to get out and enjoy the beautiful reason why we live here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cool air we had this morning.
Yeah.
Great outdoor opportunities, which is good for your mental health as well, you know.
So. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that kind of translates nicely, I guess, into the next topic about economic growth. So what do you have going on?
Yeah, so we have lots of exciting things happening in Santa Rosa County related to economic growth. I mean, I guess the first one I'll hit on is our aviation park, Whiting Aviation Park, and it's just north of Whiting Field, and we were able to do a historic thing and partner with the military to get access to the runway. And what's that going to do for Santa Rosa County? It's going to get us into the aerospace world, right? And we have a Leonardo helicopter, which they won the contract with the Navy to replace their helicopters. And we just went to an event recently where they delivered their 100th aircraft to Whiting Fields. So you'll see a little bigger helicopter flying around, you know, the area. And we want to protect our base. You know, that's a big economic driver. And we have in the panhandle definitely been supporters of the military, the mission, whether that's NAS Whiting, NAS Pensacola, Hulbert, Eglin. You know, we're invested. And, you know, they've reached out to us with some of the struggles. And this economic growth will hopefully help them by bringing in jobs that can support aviation around the park. And then you go to the 87 corridor, and we have Damon's Ice Cream, Hershey's Ice Cream. Buffalo Rock is doing groundbreaking soon on their facility, the distribution. We have several other big distribution-type companies that are either, you know, have signed an intent or have been in serious discussions with us. So that area is really going to blossom in the coming year. And we're just trying to stabilize the infrastructure around it and then bring, you know, really high-paying, quality jobs to Santa Rosa. We had typically been a bedroom community. We're just trying to make it where, you know, if you have kids that graduate from our great schools here, that they can get a good-paying job in Santa Rosa County and kind of get away from, I mean, I'd still love for us to be a bedroom community, but we want a place for our kids to stay here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our grandkids and form that community bond that we think is the great aspect of Santa Rosa County.
Okay. Pep Talk will be right back after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. Brad Baker, County Administrator, and Sabrina White, Budget Director for Santa Rosa County, our guest for this half hour. We're wrapping things up and talking once again about the Santa Rosa County penny tax. It's up for consideration. If people go to the website, I see that they can see completed projects, proposed projects, and an FAQ on that sales tax as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we're just exciting times in Santa Rosa County. We just ask you to get informed, you know, make an educated decision. If we can help you with that, we want to be as transparent as we can. If you got faults that we could make Santa Rosa County better by doing, reach out to us. And get involved in Santa Rosa County. I mean, lots of exciting stuff we just talked about, whether that's economic development, tourism, you know, what's in the future for our infrastructure. So lots of exciting things going on in Santa Rosa County. So get involved and get informed and just reach out to us if we can help you with anything.
For residents that might have a pothole in their neighborhood, et cetera, I see that there's also a place where people can submit work order requests.
That's right. Our website is pretty informative, and we, you know, we try to streamline the best we can and keep our people on task, and that gives us a way to track task orders and make sure that our public works and other departments are performing.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's also a new state law about calculating the flood risk of a home. You have to, like, disclose that now when you sell a home, is what's the flood risk of your property. And that's also, it looks like an option on the website here. You can find out your zone, basically.
That is there. That's right. And we have a floodplain manager, and she'd be happy to talk with you if you have any concerns. Flooding is always a concern for Santa Rosa County, and we want to address that, and we do that by the federal grants that Sabrina talked about.
All right. Thank you so much for being here today.
All right. Thank you.